Hey, Podnutians. Welcome to DDG Episode 8. This is Door to Door Geek. Going to give a really quick podcast out here. Got a really good email from a good friend of the show, Lyle. He, again, sent that in to ddg@podnuts.com. A couple great questions. At least one great answer, I'll say, that can come out of these questions. Again, if you want podcasts read on the show, just send them to that email address, ddg@podnuts.com. First question was, how come you tell so much about your personal life and have sworn off saying anything about what your job is and what you do? Well, I haven't sworn anything off about my job, but I understand why he says that. Legally, I'm contractually bound as a government employee to not say anything about my job. We are not unionized. We cannot protest. We cannot picket. We cannot gather on public land. We cannot talk to media or media outlets, anything about our job. So it isn't like I have, you know, I won't or I can't talk about, you know, it's more that I can't talk about my job that I don't want to talk about my job. Secondly, my job, truthfully, is not that interesting. I do some coding, some really hacky coding. Never really worked on teams when I do my coding. And then I did some domain admin stuff where I did some scripting, which is a lot like hacking, hackery coding. And that's really the huge part of my job. That's it. It isn't that I don't want to talk about it. And the main reason, to be honest, I almost don't want to talk about it is because it's very not interesting. State government in general is not up to the same speeds as corporate IT, corporate tech. So everything I would talk about would be years behind what other people are doing. And when I say years behind, I literally mean four at least years behind everybody else. And I talk about my personal life in certain ways. You know, I don't say my wife's name because same reason I didn't give Lau's last name. Lau sent an email, so I'm guessing Lau doesn't mind me saying the name Lau 15 times during this podcast. My wife doesn't send emails to doordoorgeek@podnuts.com. She sends them to my personal email address. So I don't say her name. My kids are too young. They're not of a old enough age to make the decisions on can their names be heard. And if they could make the decision right now, I don't trust their judgment. So I don't say their names. There's a lot I don't talk about my personal life. I don't talk about my depression. I don't talk about loneliness that I faced, literally avoiding communicating with anybody for the first 30 years of my life. I don't talk about getting bullied in school. I don't talk about the troubles I had in school. I don't talk about my early jobs and the problems I faced and the ignorance I faced about my speech impediment. So I really don't share a lot about my personal life. I shared about my money problems. Well, A, because I think everyone has money problems from at least time to time. I think it's the American way, dare I say. But it was a lot of also Podnuts money problems because I try to be transparent about Podnuts at least to a degree. I don't feel like opening up the kimono completely is maybe the right thing to do. And an example of is we don't tout to listeners how much donations we receive from individuals, partially because I feel it would almost be like money shaming the other people. If people don't feel like donating, want to give money, I'm not going to cash shame them into it by constantly saying, well, I got $10 from this guy, I got $100 from this guy, I got $50 from this guy. I don't want to do that. So I be transparent about the underworkings, the behind the scenes functions that go on with Podnuts, and about the money troubles because money has significantly changed. But I also don't be completely transparent about everything, partially because I think there's a lot of listeners out there that really don't want to hear that. And I think there are a lot of listeners out there that like to support things. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there that need to support more. I think America is very much a civilization, society that doesn't pay for things a lot. I mean, we expect a lot of free things. You know, if we a huge percentage of the population, I believe, if they were told their cable got cut off and their cable still worked, they would just keep watching TV happily. They would happily not pay. We are too happy to not pay for things in this country. I would like to make sure that people understand when there's an opportunity to support and when there's a reason to support. I do believe, like when a podcast just says their email address, maybe at that time they say their email address. I don't have an email I want to write to them, but later I think of an email I want to write to them, and then they don't say their email address later, so I forget to write the email. That's why I say it sometimes twice in the show about the Patreon or about the donations or about other ways you can support the network, because you might not be thinking about it at that time. The goal is not to drill it into you repetitively and ongoing. If the real goal was nothing but money, every single podcast would be stopped every 15, 20 minutes shouting out about how great of a hosting provider GoDaddy is and about how you can get HelloFresh and how I love cooking with Blue Apron. And I would just keep going on and on and on and on and on about that stuff. I try not to do that stuff. I specifically try not to do that stuff. I try to make sure from the beginning to the end of the show, you're listening to, first and foremost, normal people talking about things. Most of the topics are tech-related because I like tech. And I think breaking the flow of any podcast to interrupt it, in my humble opinion, to completely interrupt it to talk about ads, is a little bit disingenuous. Now, if you think that's not disingenuous, great, cool, that's awesome. But I'm the one doing the show, and it feels disingenuous for me, so it's a hard thing for me to get over. And so most of the time with these kinds of issues, they're not real issues, they're just me issues. I don't like the idea of breaking for ads. I think it breaks the flow. I also feel like, what if I'm getting money from HelloFresh, and then it turns out something bad happens with HelloFresh, something incompetent or ignorant that they did. I would almost feel like, I don't know if I can talk bad about that, because they're giving me money, and I don't like the idea of being beholden to people. So I want to make sure that people understand to have complete, utter anonymity and like personal freedom when speaking on a podcast. That means we can't, it's very hard to directly accept money from companies and be completely open and honest about all things. So, I mean, it's a balancing act that really you can't walk. I mean, the perfect example is Leo Laporte. He tried to be donation driven for, I think, over a year, and he broke down and ended up doing ads. And I don't think I'm any better than Leo Laporte, and I don't think the Podnutsians are better than the Twit Army. I think there will come a time where I'm just going to break down and I'm going to have to do the ads. But also, I'm not the guy to negotiate with ad sponsors. I'm not the guy to convince a sponsor why he needs to give us money. I'm not the guy who has to convince a sponsor why we're worth the dollar amount that we're saying. So it's going to have to be somebody else. And if it's going to have to be somebody else, that means I'm going to have to pay them money to do that or offer bounties or something for it. I don't want to do that just yet. I'm holding off best of my ability. Also, all I'm really trying to do is just build Podnuts up to be a respectable level. And by respectable, I don't mean bulging bank accounts. I mean, just enough so when the time comes and I retire from my full-time job, I can easily transition into doing Podnuts full-time. And by full-time, I mean I could see easily doing 3 to 5 shows a day, just like Leo Laporte used to do back in the day. I could easily see doing 3 to 5 episodes a day with different content, with different people on shows, talking about in-depth things and having a blast doing it. I'm addicted to podcasting. I'm not addicted to marketing. I'm not addicted to finding sponsors. I'm not addicted to watching bank account numbers go up. I'm addicted to the act of podcasting. I'm not a business guy. I'm a podcaster. Second thing he says is your passion for podcasting was heartfelt. It's just the way I am. I mean, I spent most of my life, I'm 45 years old, I spent most of my life afraid to talk to people, literally. And I don't use that word lightly. I mean, I was genuinely afraid. I mean, like heart palpitations, sweating profusely out of fear of speaking to people. And I've gotten past that. I have a wife and I have 2 kids. And I now feel better about talking. And it's not that I feel like I have a lot to say. I think I have a lot to convey. I don't think I have a lot to teach. I think I have a lot to share. And I just think this is a real perfect medium for me to do it. I don't want to be a YouTuber. I don't want to be a YouTuber. I don't want to click. I don't want to, for the first 3 minutes of every video, tell you how fantastic I am and why you should click like and why you should click subscribe. And no, I don't want to tell you guys that. I want to be a podcaster. Next one is, if the Patreon thing isn't working, it's time to find something else. Yeah, well, I always knew if Patreon even would work, it would take months and months and months and months for it to grow into something. And in the very beginning, it was basically doing the exact pace I thought it would do. What shocks me is how good the Android App Addicts Patreon's doing, which I still have to go in and pause, which I'm going to open up that page right now so I can remember that when I'm done hitting record. I have to go pause that for at least 1 month. I told people I would pause that. So asking them to go get a copy of the podcast documentary, The Messengers. What I'm shocked is how good that Patreon is doing versus how bad the full network Patreon thing is going. What I'm going to guess is if I would have started the other one first, it would have been the opposite. But I don't, you know, if I don't have a time machine, so I can't tell if that's true or not. And when I say good, in comparison to a lot of other podcast Patreons I see, it's bad. I see many, many Patreons getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, and more than a couple getting tens of thousands of dollars a month. And I'm not arrogant, and I'm not cocky, and I'm not bullheaded, and I'm not any of those things. When I listen to the quality of their product, I personally think the quality of the Podnuts content is utterly competitive with theirs. And the Android App Addicts Patreon is getting $132 a month. So if it turns out to be working, it'll be great. But right now it seems like it's virtually stalled. It's virtually came to a standstill for like the last 30 plus days. So it looks like it might not be the right avenue for this kind of thing. I think, and that's why I'm going actually very slowly, as far as I can tell, into the full-blown ad sponsorship deals. Because what if the Patreon thing in a month starts to pick back up and starts to do okay and start to look like it's going to be something? Then I'll have to turn around and when the deals expire with the sponsors, tell them no. And then, you know, cut them off. And that's going to mean changing the entire workflow of how every podcast gets produced yet again, because I'm going to have to change it all to do the ad sponsors. So I don't want to say the Patreon thing isn't working, but it definitely looks like it's not going to be working. The Android one is doing great. And I beg them on that Patreon to tell me if I can do more, because you're paying me. You now, as far as I'm concerned, you have direct manipulative control over me. Do you want more? Do you want me to do little videos here and there? Do you want me to do extra content every week? And every time I ask, I either get no answer back or I get one or two guys saying, no, don't worry about it. Just keep doing what you do. I'm just going to keep doing the Android App Addict Patreon as good as I possibly can and hope the Podnuts one picks back up. Next thing. And this is a thing that I completely understand with Lyle. He says, I'm not crazy about the new way of funding Podnuts. For me personally, I cannot stand monthly reoccurring charges like Patreon deal. For some reason or another, I lose a credit card or its number gets compromised and I have to go to a bunch of sites and update the info. It is also more of a way I try to run my personal finances. Well, I'll say there's bad, there's worse, and then there's, better. To me, the absolute worst way to do Patreon is not even monthly, but by a show, which means you never know how much it's going to be at the end of the month. If it's $1 an episode, it could be $2, $3, $5, $6. There is no way for me to tell. There's no way for you to tell. I think better than that, and I'm not going to say it's a great way to do it, is doing the monthly Patreon, where at least you know in a year, in a month, in 2 years, in 5 years, you know how much it's going to be. It's going to be that much, no different. To ask people to do yearly, I think, is even worse, because then you set it up, and by the time the first year comes around, you forget about it. So the thing is, I don't know what is the best. I think one of the things that could have worked, and I can't remember what it was called, was there was a site out there, Flatter maybe, where you would give them, as a listener, hypothetically, $20 a month, or $20, and it would be in like a queue, where I'm sure the whole time it was in that queue, they were making money off of it. But then you would listen to podcasts, and you could hit a button, and you would give them microtransactions, like pennies, 10 cents, 20 cents, 50 cents, whatever. And every time you did one of them, you would give them a little bit of money. In some ways, I think that was a little bit better. It was almost like prepaying gift cards thing. But I don't know what the best way is. I don't think anybody knows what the best way is yet. And I don't know what the right way is yet. And I'll say, unfortunately, there is nobody out there, I think, looking for the right solution to this unless they can make money off of it. Patreon takes, I want to say, about 10%. PayPal takes about 10%. I don't know of any other solution. When we were in Northwest Linux Fest, there was some company that I can never remember the name of, and it seems like they never got off the ground, where they wanted to compete with Patreon, and they had a different funding model. But I'll say, if people out there have a better idea of how funding could be, should be, I mean, I don't know. Yearly pledge drives, 24-hour live streams once a year, I don't know. And when I say I don't know, I don't mean no, even though the word no was in there. I don't mean no. I mean, I don't know. If that's what you want, tell me. And I'll tell you, if one person tells me to do something and 20 people tell me to do something else, I won't do what only the one guy says, because I'm going to go with the masses of people. This is like the trivia show, and I'm asking the audience. I'm polling the audience. And whatever the highest percentage answer is what I'm going to do. So if you guys out there have a better way for it to happen, let me know. And if your answer just is do inline, do ads on the network, I first let you know it isn't that easy. It's really easy to say. It is not that easy. I spend well over 20 hours a week right now working on PodNuts backend, working on PodNuts servers, working on PodNuts backup, working on PodNuts recording, working on PodNuts streaming, working on PodNuts doing shows, working on PodNuts post-producing, working on learning how to be a better post-productionist, I guess. Work on communicating with people, working on new avenues of communicating with people, and doing my best at all of it. And I'm not perfect at any of it. I'm just a guy trying to do my best. So then to pile on top of that, the added responsibility of reading the emails and then figuring out who the sponsors are, which I really don't know how to do that. Finding ways to contact them, finding ways to sweet talk them, finding ways to convince them over repetitive emails, because it's never just going to be one, and then figuring out the arrangement, and then modifying my production routine workflow or my post-production workflow, and all the other hosts that are involved, getting them on board with this new change in production or post-production, and then doing it, which is why I will say, with the ad sponsors we do have, we cut them a huge break to keep going, because it's actually harder to end the deal and start doing something else, where when we already have something in the works, it's easiest to keep doing it. The hardest thing in the history of man has been to change, even if it's just changing how you're doing sponsorship. Change is always the most painful thing, which is why the other reason why I'm hesitant about going full-blown ads. It's a change. And again, it's me. I got no problem saying it's me. If there is a weakness in PodNuts, it's me. Because I'm human. Me not perfect. Me flawed. Me born flawed. Actually, I was born dead. I don't know how you can be more flawed than that. So I'm just trying to do my best, kind of thing. But if you guys have better ideas, please, ddg@podnuts.com. Because, I mean, the one thing that my coworkers at work, and I'll say this, have liked about me, the one thing my respectable coworkers at work have liked about me, is the fact that I openly and repetitively admit to everybody. I don't come close to knowing everything, and I probably ask more questions than anybody else they've ever worked with. Because I know any two people will always know immensely more things than I know. So it's the wisdom of the crowd that I truly believe in, and I would like to really get some kind of feedback on what is the correct way. And then last but not least, there has to be a better way. I heard you say something about T-shirts and the cost. Maybe you could put a link on your website for people to purchase some if you want. I will get you 50 shirts printed, good quality, and your logo, and I will even mail them out for you. The problem with shirts is you're only going to buy one. Most people will only buy ones, or maybe two. Then your typical profit off a shirt is like $1 or $2. Even if you order, you know, get the shirts yourself and get the logo on them yourself, it's really difficult to make profits off of that kind of thing. Everybody does shirts. So it isn't like you can figure out some new trick in ordering them to do it. And to ship them out is really the hard part, at least for me, because of all the time I said. So for me, the best idea for shirts has always been on-demand service. And this is a perfect example of how the average listener, by the average listener, I mean the huge majority of listeners out there never even look at the show notes. And I was talking to this about a podcaster about a month ago, where I was really tempted to do a bet. And I was going to replace every link in every show note pointing to Rick Ashley, you know what I mean, Never Going to Give You Up video, and see how long it would take to get an email saying to me that there's something wrong with the notes or you got me. And the over under I said was 6 months. He tried to say it would be like 3 or 4 weeks. So few people actually look at the show notes. I truthfully don't understand why we even do them. And the proof in the pudding is 99.99999% of those podcasts on Patreon that are getting tens of thousands of dollars. And again, 99.99999% of all those podcasts who say they're getting 200,000 downloads a month, I look at their notes and it's a sentence that doesn't even have a hyperlink in it. So we do show notes, and the people who want show notes, I know, are really passionate about it, but I really do question if they ever even look at them or if they ever even click a link in them. And I'm sure just by saying that, I'll get at least one email testifying how they do, and I'm not going to argue with it. But here's a perfect example. In like Linux for the Rest of Us, for 4 years, every episode has had a link at the bottom, podnuts.com/clothing. We've offered shirts. We've offered shirts for 4 years. You know how many shirts we've sold? We sold like 3, and I purposely had the dial turned down on those shirts so I make as little money as possible to make them as desirable as possible to buy. And using one of those on-demand printing services, it's still, I think, $23 for a shirt. So if I want to make any amount of money, let's just say the average listener, if I want to make $5 a year off of them, one shirt a year, that means I got to charge close to $30 a shirt. Virtually no listener out there is going to pay $30 for a t-shirt. They're going to say, why are you charging so much for a t-shirt? Well, you know, Zazzle.com or Cafe Express or any of those sources, they're charging, you know, $22. And, you know, so I'm just trying to cover this cost kind of thing. So the shirt thing is I'll say fine idea. The only time you can make money off of shirts, wow, More Dancy is the guy's handle at OLF. One of the unbelievably nicest guys I've ever met. He does shirts and design and stuff. And he said just straight up, you don't do shirts for profit. You do shirts to please the listeners. You don't do merchandise for profit. You do merchandise to please the listeners. It is impossible to make money off of merchandise unless you literally buy like 2,000 shirts. He said some high number like that, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shirts ahead of time at a discount rate, because the more you buy, the more of a discount you get. And then you have them sitting in somebody's house because you don't want to pay for storage. And then you have that person doing the same thing for like 100 podcasts. And you all chip in to give him money every month to keep doing this, to just hold the shirts, get the orders, package them up, and ship them out. Because to pay a real place to do that costs too much money. So, I mean, if you want t-shirts, podnuts.com/clothing, it works. I just checked it again today. I have literally never gotten a check or a deposit from Zazzle.com because I believe they won't give you any money till you get $25 stored up. In 4 years of being Podnuts, we haven't even earned 25 bucks off of t-shirts. And when we did the Teespring Android App Addict shirt thing, which I think actually sold okay, I think we sold well over 100 shirts. I'm pretty sure we made like $9. So honestly, I don't think that's the way. It's great to give people something in return for contributions kind of thing, but it's going to be the kind of thing to really make money, to really, you know, have it support the network. It's going to have to be like $40 or more dollars for a t-shirt, because most people only buy one shirt every year or two, you know, two at the most kind of thing. So, I mean, there is no perfect answer with any of these things. I cannot thank Lau enough for all the support he's given me. Also, Lau gave me a really good idea about a maker. I don't know even how to call it. It was like a maker cooperative hangout, community, edition kind of thing. And I've had a couple other people pitch me, I don't want to say similar ideas, but cooperative type ideas. And here's, I'll tell you guys a couple of them real quick. One, we use some sort of cheap, low-cost conference type thing where we all sit around and we connect and we BS and we talk and we watch classic movies, you know, UHF, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, whatever. Or we all sit around and play or watch classic video games and talk while we do it. There's a website called, I think, Roll20.net, where via group video conferencing, it has built-in tools to play D&D type games, where we would only need like three or four of us, even for that, just three or four, every month to just hook up, sit down, play some D&D kinds of stuff, and BS while we have it, and just laugh and have fun. There's all kinds of little things like that. And then Lyle's, I believe, was essentially, we, like, in the beginning of the month, we decide a small project, like a humidity water sensor to put by your hot water heater. We figure out the parts, figure out where to get them from, post that. And a couple weeks later, we all meet on a video conferencing tool and we do the project. And we talk about, you know, like I might do two of them, one beforehand and then one during the live conference event. So then we can all learn from each other, see what we did differently, see how they all turned out, see what worked. And then technically speaking kind of thing, with all mine, I could donate them. I could, you know, give them away at the end of the show. I like all those ideas. I really do. But I'll also say I suffer from ADHD and I have a lot of good ideas and I hear a lot of good ideas like this. So the more people that give me positive feedback on these kinds of things, the much more likely it's going to happen. And here's something else that's supposed to be happening, and it's a question of time. I have now two people who want to do textual blogging posting articles, okay? At least two. And both of them, I'm just the best kind of guys you can hang out with, have a meal, have a burrito kind of thing. Just really nice guys. One of them is Bruce from Sports Nuts. And honestly, I can't remember who the second one was, but it's in my Voxer chat right now, in fact. Again, sorry, I'm ADHD. Where I want to set up like blog.podnuts.com. I got to set it up. I got to admin rights it. I got to theme it. I got to put the basic permissions in. I got to set up the user accounts. I got to get the basic artwork up. I got to do all that stuff. And then once I do that, Podnuts can have text presence. One of the reasons I think Podnuts hasn't exploded is because audio is not indexable. Google can't search audio files. And we never were great about show notes in the beginning. So what did Google have to search for to find us, to put us out there so people would find us? And the answer is almost nothing. Show titles. It was it. And that was it. So I do believe if we get blog.podnuts.com up and running, we can do tie-ins. For instance, I can, you know, we can do blog posting with pictures about how I made my leaking water sensor for my hot water heater, explain the process, and then have a link to the maker's podcast in that article kind of thing. So the text can drive to the audio, and during the show or whatever, we can talk about it and drive the people to the text. And I think that's a great idea. I got to sit down and do it. And I'm sure it's the kind of thing, 2 minutes into it, I'm going to figure out there's something else that needs to be done that's going to take 2 hours. It always happens. One of the classic lines I used to tell my customers back in the day was, if you don't want computer problems, don't have a computer. It's that easy and straightforward. With computers come computer problems. I want to thank Lau again for sending in the email. Lau is one of those guys. I got to meet him at a conference somehow, even though right now, as it looks, I'm not going to a conference for a long time. Really, really, really quick. Like, one of the things I talked about was going to Disney. I didn't think I had to make this clear, but Disney was essentially, and by essentially, I mean, all of the burden of money financially for the trip down, for being in Disney, for staying in the place, for getting the food, getting the pictures, getting my kids' hats, all of that, and is paid for by my family, is paid for by my job and my wife's job. Nothing to do with Podnuts. I wouldn't dare take a penny from Podnuts and put it towards anything that's not Podnuts related. Yes, I will admit, once in a while I buy a thumb drive. Once in a while I buy a better keyboard. But the huge amount of the money goes towards buying better hardware, buying better services, trying to do email listings and paying for that, you know, trying different things. Trying different domains once in a while, which I have one right now that I'm trying to finalize getting to put up more stuff to drive content, buying things to talk about on shows, buying Pine books and stuff. But this opposite is true as well. Not a single dime of Podnuts money is going to go towards that stuff, you know, towards Disney vacations. But it would be awesome because it would be extremely unfair to everyone who did donate. And everyone who does go and click the affiliate links, it would be unquestionably immoral and unethical is the only way I can put it. But the inverse is also true. If I take any of my wife's hard-earned money and my money that I work at my job for my 9-to-5 that's for my wife and kids and my house, and I put it into Podnuts, I feel equally like betrayal because I'm kind of taking money out of my kids' mouths. Not letting the wife buy a dress that would make her unbelievably happy. So there's a wall. The money does not go two ways. There's no flow of money back and forth. Podnuts money is Podnuts. This studio down here that I used to record, I don't use for anything else. I don't come down here and play games when I'm bored. I don't even come down and browse the internet on this thing when I'm bored. The computer is for Podnuts. It's for Podnuts usage. There's a clear separation in the duties, the responsibilities, and the money between Stephen McLaughlin and Door-to-Door Geek. I can't say that any more clear. When the kids are up, Steve McLaughlin exists. When the wife needs me, Steve McLaughlin exists. Door-to-Door Geek does not exist. He is not even there. Podnuts money doesn't even exist when I'm Steve McLaughlin. The inverse is true. When I'm down here, I'm not pulling out my personal credit card to do hosting at this point because honestly, after 5 years or 4 years of doing this, after Podnuts being around for 10 years, should I? Really? I mean, I don't think so. And if you guys completely disagree with me, then I just say, stop listening. And I've said this on many shows in the past. If you don't like Podnuts and you don't agree with me, and you don't like me and you don't like what I'm saying, don't listen, period. Go listen to other content. There's plenty of other stuff out there. Plenty of good content out there. I only want people to listen to these shows because they genuinely feel like they like us or they like our content. Period. You know, this is purely voluntary. And it's purely voluntary for me to keep doing podcasts. And it was purely voluntary for Lau to send in this email. And that's why I appreciate it. Lau is a Podnutsian. He might not know it. He's a Podnutsian. If there's ever a chance for me to help him out, support him, defend him, you know, donate blood, give him a liver, not my liver, kidney, There's no asking. There's no me. There's no hesitation for me. He's a Podnutsian. Podnutsian is family, familia. That's the way I think it should be. I shouldn't be standing on a soapbox talking down to you people. You people shouldn't be afraid to contact me, hesitant to contact me, hesitant to tell me the truth even. You know, I just ask that, you know, you try to be as nice towards me as I am to you guys. It's a respect thing. And that's just the way it is. My mom's from the South Bronx, and she always taught me, don't hate somebody, and my dad too. Don't hate somebody because of race. Don't hate somebody because of ethnicity. Don't hate somebody because they're short. Don't hate somebody because they're tall. Don't hate somebody because they're fat. If somebody's ignorant to you, it's okay for you not to like them. And that's what I've tried to live my entire life by. And to be honest, I think if we all did that, everybody would be a little bit happier. I want to thank all the Podnutsians for all the support, period. Without you guys, I would literally just be sitting here talking to myself, and there would be nobody else on the network but me. Thankfully, I got support. Hopefully, we can have the support keep going forward, and I will talk to everyone again real soon.
Hey, this is Martin Abando from Geeksters on the Podnuts Network. Thank you so much for listening to the show right now and supporting the Podnuts Network. We can't do it without you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, something that tickles your fancy you want to ask us about, you can reach out to us at geeksters@podnuts.com. You can always listen to us. We're going to be here all the time trying to figure out what's going on with the world of computers. Hey, don't forget to be grown out there. Thanks, guys.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.